This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. With Lehigh and Northampton counties now in the yellow phase of the state's pandemic response plan, dental care is available to Lehigh Valley residents. Seth Wallbridge is the president of the Lehigh Valley Dental Society. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, Brad. Appreciate it.
Dr. Wallbridge is also an associate dentist at the College Hill Dental Group in Easton. Let me ask you, on a personal note, has it been gratifying to be able to see your patients again?
You know, it really has. It's been a long time since we could routinely see them. My wife is a critical care doctor, and most of what we've been doing is just trying to keep people out of her care, you know, the other doctors in the emergency room. So it's good to get back into the swing of things.
I bet. In the yellow phase that we're in now and the green phase to come, we hope, you're able to see patients for routine care. Will your patients notice a change in procedures due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
So as far as procedures go, they're probably not going to notice a change because things, in terms of physically working on people, nothing has really changed. The only thing that's really changed is what we're wearing. And it can get pretty extreme compared to what they're used to seeing.
Face masks and that sort of thing?
In some cases, and even in my office, multiple face masks, along with face shields, hair covering, certain types of caps, lab coats, gowns, things that maybe, you were wearing occasionally, but, to be constantly wearing them is very different. And they'll probably see a lot of the dentists sweating a little more just because there are a lot of layers going.
That gets to a point which occurred to me, which is it's probably easier to protect your patients than it is and less complex than it is to protect yourself and your staff from the new coronavirus.
Exactly. As far as protecting our staff, it can be very complicated. And also, the patients that do have the virus are being told to stay home anyway.
Got it. So the equipment that you described, the PPE, was it hard to obtain under any circumstances during the March, April, the beginning of the pandemic here in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Brad, believe it or not, dentists weren't really considered high up on the list in terms of obtaining the PPE. In fact, the ADA and the PDA, which is American Dental Association and the Pennsylvania Dental Association, actually were able to contact FEMA and kind of bump us up on the list a little bit, per se. So where it was very difficult in the beginning to get the equipment, now we're able to get the things more readily.
Let me ask you, all that equipment, of course, adds expense to the practice that you work in and in any practice. Will the expense of obtaining this gear, is it passed on in some way to the patients or to the insurance companies?
The expense on the dentist is incredibly high, among other things. Sometimes the insurance company will cover it, or, I'm in a practice where at this time we're just not charging anyone for it. We're kind of going to see how things go.
Let me ask you, one of the biggest concerns is if the Lehigh Valley were to return to the red phase, we were to go back to stay-at-home restrictions, could there be serious health effects due to the lack of routine dental care?
There could be. There are many things in dentistry that go undiagnosed because they're not painful. So a big worry among dentists is someone might not be in pain, or they broke that tooth a month ago, or they broke that tooth a year ago, and it's not causing any pain, but you just never know. It could come out of nowhere. And I worry personally that if we do go back into the red, how it's going to affect the offices financially as well, because the cost of running the business can be very high. And I personally know many dentists that have retired or gone bankrupt, or they've just had to close their doors or retire early because of the cost of the pandemic so far.
That's interesting. I was thinking of things like periodontal disease, but you're bringing up the possibility of you could even face a shortage of dental practices and availability of dentistry if it puts added strain on practitioners.
In an extreme case, yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. Seth Wallbridge is the president of the Lehigh Valley Dental Society. I appreciate you joining us.
No problem, Brad. Appreciate your time.